Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Peo Daf Beis in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Aleph, in the middle of Halacha Aleph. We are starting five lines from the top. Says the Gemara, Shiboilus HaRishoyno, Ma'u Shtei Chayeves BePeo. We just learned in the previous Daf that BePeo there's a special requirement that in order to be Chayev in Peo, you need to harvest, you need to cut off the first Shiboilus, the first stalk, the first ear. And you have to have that first one, and then you can be chayov in peyo, and you can even do the entire field peyo. Now comes the Gemara and asks, can you also be chayov peyo on that first shiboilis, the first one before the whole process began? What does it mean you'll be chayov on that? So as the Mefarshim point out, we'll need it for the Gemara. We're going to learn later in our Maseches that peyo is echod mishishim. Peyo needs to be 1/60th of the entire harvest. That's a din we'll see in the Gemara soon. It's a deraisa or derabana. But if you want to do 1/60th, should he include that first shiboilis, that first ear, in the calculation of the 60, or that first one is not part of it? So again, the Gemara asks, shiboilis are rishoino, ma'u shtei chayeves v'peil. Is that first shiboilis chayev v'peil? Says the Gemara, efshar lomar, hi chiva kol sadeyu peil, fi chayeves v'peil. Says the Gemara, that's simple. Without that first harvest, that first ear being cut off, there will be no chiyuv of peyo at all. So once you cut that, now the entire field can be chayav peyo. Of course, that first original one is not going to be obligated in peyo, because without cutting it, you had no peyo to begin with. So of course, peyo doesn't go on that. Says more, okay, that we understand. But what about kotzo shiboilis harishoino v'nisrifo? What happens if he cut that first shiboilis and then the shiboilis got burnt? Does he have to cut another shiboilis to be chayav peyo? Or the original is good enough? Ma'u she'etzorech liktzor pam shniyo. Do you have to cut it again? Says the Gemara, nishmi'inu min ado. Let's learn from the following. Kotzar chetzio, he cut off half the field. U'mocher ma'ashe kotzar. And he sold what he harvested. Kotzar chetzio, or he cut half. Ve'igdish ma'ashe kotzar. And then he gave to Egdish what he cut off. Noisei min ha'meshur ala koil. So then he has to give peyo on what's left. Whatever he has left, that from there he'll give peyo, and this will be poiter the entire field, everything that he sold and everything that he gave as hegdish. So the more of a hegdish, lav kesorifu, meaning what he will harvest, he gave to hegdish. So that is not anymore in his possession. It's as if it got burned. And he's still, you're saying that whatever is left, you can make whatever is left peyo. Why don't you say you need to harvest again? Hado Amar, from here you learn, Katsar Shiboilis HaRishoyinu V'Nisrafo, he cut off the first ear and it got burned. Einu Tzorech Liktzor Pam Shniyo, you don't have to cut again. And that's why when you give it to Hegdish, as if it was gone, it's considered to be the good first Ktziro that will allow you to do Peyo the rest of the field. The Gemara goes on and says, Kilo Esadeyu. If a person went and he did something wrong, he was supposed to leave a Peyo on the end of the field. The main peyo is you harvest the entire field, except one portion which is left for the ani. What happens if a person went and did ktsira in the entire field and he did not leave a peyo? He's still obligated in peyo. When? From the things that he harvests. He takes the bundles of wheats that he has, and from that he does peyo. So that's what the Gemara says, Kila tzadeo at oima chozro peyo le'amorim. The peyo goes to the bundles right now. He gives peyo from whatever was harvested. So now we go back and say, okay, what about that first shiboilis that we said there's no pay on that? But that's before he did something wrong and he's still harvesting the field. So you say the first shiboilis does not count it. It will focus on what's connected to the ground. But once there's nothing connected to the ground and you start with a new chiyuv from the bundles, maybe the first ear that was cut, maybe that will also be chayav in peyo. Says the one that base and we base, Omar Rabbi Yosi Nelef Peyas Oymorim Mi Peyas Kama. We learn the peyo of bundles for Peyas Kama from the standing grain. Ma Peyas Kama Loi Chozro Peyo Lektziros Shiboros Rishoino. The same when we talk about standing grain, you don't get peyo from that first shiboilis. A Peyas Oymorim Lo Tachzor Peyo Lektziros Shiboros Rishoino. So also when we talk about the bundles after the harvest, you don't do peyo on the first shiboilis. So Gemara concludes the first shiboilis, the first ear that he cut off, that one does not have an obligation to pay out, not in the beginning and not in the end. Going back to the Mishnah said that a peh ve'bikurim have no shear. Said the Gemara, peho yesh la shear lemato, ve'in la shear milamalam. There is a minimum amount of peho, even though as much peh as one wants to do, he can do. Habikurim ve'arehoyoin, habikurim, the first fruit you give to Beis Hamikdash, and coming to Beis Hamikdash, ein lam shear lo milamalam v'lo milamato. There's no minimum amount, there's no maximum amount. And the Gemara is going to explain this later. Says the Gemara now, is Tani Tana, there's another Brisa that says, Hapeyo ve'abikurim ve'ayreyoyon, all three things, peyo, bikurim, and riasponim, elim shir loim lamalon veloim lamato. There's no shir, not as a maximum, not a minimum. They can do whatever you want. Ma nafik min binai, what's the machlekes between the two shitas regarding peyo? Ve'em chad min shishim, the answer is 1 out of 60th. Mandoma de peo yesh la shum lamaton. Mandoma that says there is a minimum amount. Vein la shum lamam, you can do as much as you want. So even though there is a shear, 1 out of 60, still, mashed nosa nosa, whatever a person gives, it gives. The way Reb Chaim learns the sugya, many of them unfortunately in this way, because with deraisa, even the minimal amount is good for peo. Rabbanon are the ones that establish you need to have 1 out of 60. So whatever you give becomes peo. But still, that's not enough. Chazor v'oisif, he needs to come and add to it. But in the meantime, chaya b'maiser atsho sheyashlim. Meaning what? Peyo, as we're going to see later, is potter for maiser. You don't give maisers, even though one is obligated to give maisers from his fruits, but there's no maisers from peyo. But if a person gave peyo less than a minimum amount, so until he doesn't get to the minimum amount, it's still obligated in maiser. So the Reb Chaim, that's at the current derabanan. Midar rice, so really it is peyo. And it's potter for maiser. Rabbanon are the one who obligated the owner to give Maiser on this until he reaches that minimum amount of 1 out of 60. And that's what it says, Rabbi Yechayah ben Maiser at Shor Sheyashlim is obligated in Maiser until he fills up to that minimum amount. The other Tana that says there's no shear for Peo, not to the maximum, not to the minimum. Whatever he gave is potter for Maiser. Meaning, because we do rice, so the minimum amount is payo. So whatever you give in one shot, that's good payo. You can give half the field. You can give almost the entire field. That's considered to be payo. But if he gave only one kernel, he gave only one small thing, so that becomes payo. And that's his payo that he's obligated to do rice. Anything more than that, that he wants to add later, that is not going to be part of a maaser. That's not a real payo. Even though Rabbanon do obligate him to give more, it doesn't have a din peyo. So according to this, the machloikis between the two brises is, when Rabbanon came and said, you have to give a minimum of 60, did they say, okay, so now ignore the deraisa? The deraisa, the minimum amount, could be anything. Here you need to give a little bit more. And until you don't get to that, you'd have no pteromaisa, it's not a real peyo. Once you get to that, then you really pteromaisa. Or the second brisa holds the opposite. Rabbanon just obligated a person to give more. But if he gave a little bit, he's still yoytze because that's the raisa. And whatever he adds more because he's obligated to rabbanon, that part will not be chayv maaser if it was not given in one shot. It's interesting to point out that the Vilna Gaon learns that the machlekes between the two raisas is this a deraisa din or derabbanon din to give 1 out of 60. So the first raisa that says that if you didn't give 60, there's no pter maaser because the deraisa, you have to give a minimal amount of 1 out of 60. And the second Bryce holds, no, the Bryce, you could give anything. Rabbanon the one who added it. That's what they go and learn the sugyo, not like the Pirush that we brought. Says the Gemara now, Rabbi Achia Boyer, Rabbi Achia asked, why do we have in our Mishnah other items, the Elim Shir, that there's no limitations, no minimum, no maximum? Offer a soito, the sand, the earth, that you put for a soito in her cup, in the water, there's no shear how much you have to give. The amount of the ashes of Paro Adumo could be any amount. It says that when a Yevama needs to spit in front of the skating, how much spit has to come out? There's no shear. Or we don't mention the blood of a Mitzoyo, it also doesn't need a shear. So the we only wanted to bring in the list things that the more you do it, the more mitzvah you have. If a person gives more payah to the poor, he does a bigger mitzvah. He does more gemilus chasadim, he has a bigger mitzvah. More Torah, there's more mitzvah. Elu, but these four that we mentioned over here, ava b'shu moisif aleim ein basiyosu mitzvah. See, if you add more, you're not making more mitzvahs. If the kohen will add more earth to the soito, or we have more efer parah, more ashes of parah duma, or the saliva of the evamah will be larger, or the blood of the tzipor will be more, that is no additional mitzvah being added over here. So we wanted to speak, when it says ein lim shir, I mean there's no limitations. It can be a minimum amount, but it can be as much as you want, and the more you do, the more mitzvah you gain. That is the point of the Mishnah. So the list includes only things that the more you do, the more mitzvah you have. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Peyo Daf Beis.